everybody. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. I'm Kim.
And I'm Kyle, and I'm the king of killing feelings.
King kill feelings.
King kill.
Kyle, you know, I wasn't worried about you having a child before, but now that I know you can ejaculate, I might be worried about it. So perspectives have changed.
I'm going to give so many burns this episode. I'm going to need iodine for that cut that I'm going to be firing out. Guys, I'm so jet lagged, so I might be just making completely random, bizarre, stupid jokes that make no fucking sense this entire podcast.
People love that. So, you know, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here. And yeah, I was just about to say, Kyle's back and drunk on 12 hours of plain 90 Day Fiancé. You only had 8 episodes to catch up on. Did you manage?
Yeah, I didn't because the onboard Wi-Fi just shit the bed. So I still have to catch up on most of UK. But other than that, I'm caught up and ready to go.
Kyle, I'm so jealous that you haven't seen the music video for the first time yet. But I will just leave it at that. UK is delivering. I don't even know like how to explain it to you anyways. So you'll have to give it. It goes fast. It's entertaining.
Were you shook by the picture of Jose 3 or 4 years ago that was posted?
My God. I was like, no way. I can't. You know, I know a lot of people say like, oh, he's wearing a wig, but like that's his natural hair.
After I don't know that why people photo, think it's a wig. Like, I don't know, man. Can you grow an afro that huge in 2 years?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Was that only 2 years ago, that photo?
I don't know. It was not that long ago.
Wow. He looks completely different. I did wonder, like, is that him? I'm looking at the picture now. Yeah, that's pretty wild. Jose is just the gift that keeps on giving. He definitely wants to be Usman, but he's just not quite there in superstar status yet, you know?
The slide into pre-dad bod happened so quickly. It's actually pretty remarkable how fast it happened. I mean...
It's
I feel
great.
Like it took me a good 6 or 7 years to create this dad bod and really only 2 weeks in Rome to really, really, really put the piece de resistance on this fucking gut that I'm rocking right now. I can't, my clothes barely fit, Kim. I am an embarrassment to myself and my family. We drank a bottle of wine, I think, every fucking day. So, yes, it was worth it.
Absolutely. I mean, I enjoyed you texting me multiple pictures of pasta every day. It was great. Kyle, did you know that the Lord Jesus himself was a fisherman? But women,
you know, I actually didn't.
Not so much. Yeah.
I actually didn't know. I thought he was a carpenter, but I guess, you know. Son of God, you can be multi-talented.
Yeah.
If someone asked me, could Jesus fish? I'd say, yeah, you know, probably.
Probably.
I don't know. Fuck. What else are you going to do all day?
He's more than one skill. He's not just a carpenter, you know.
He can have
a
multiple
public
skills.
Speaker too.
Yeah. For sure. Who taught him how to fish? You know, maybe someone like Nicola out there on the rocks tossing bait 2 feet in front of you.
That beach was terrifying. It was like a hidden cliff that dropped off God knows how far.
I thought it was
great. And Misha almost died. Like, she almost fell off the end of it. I was like, Nicola, maybe, like, warn her or tell her to back up or something.
That was one of my favorite parts of their entire storyline because, because he's like, hey, Misha took an interest in my hobby. What a stupid bitch.
Have we ever known somebody to hate their partner as much as Nicola hates Misha?
Wow. I do this every day, and my partner's really interested.
She never fucking listens. I'm never taking a woman fishing again. Where's the goddamn iodine? This is the last time. Stop fucking listening.
This episode was quite a relief, because last week when you were gone, it was rough. Like, I mean, podcasting with Maddie is always super fun, but like the episode was a downer. Like, yeah. Like, Amanda and Rosvin bang, and even that wasn't happy. And, like, there was no
Nothing
Misha,
good happened
no
from
Nicola.
It.
No, I know. It sucked. And it just, there wasn't a lot of Gino and Jack. There was just no comic relief. So it was a big bummer. And, you know, this week we get Misha and Nicola galore. And Misha, and just Nicola just slut-shaming Misha all over the place, left and right. We see Christian do a Donald Trump impression. Which I have mixed feelings about. And then Violet and Riley, who I forgot existed. Like, I literally forgot they existed.
I know.
We haven't seen them in like a month. They just like reappeared out of nowhere. And Violet makes no sense. These people are abhorrent. Like, I mean, it is so bad. She just point blank asks him, how much money do you have in your bank account?
team so fucking no one on these two. My goodness.
Horrible.
And way too much of them this episode, though, I have to say.
But, I know. I didn't miss them at
not,
all.
Not really staking a claim on either side ever again on these two. They're both ridiculous right. people. I really enjoyed the Nicola, I really want to talk to your mom. That's why we're here. Why?
He's like, you don't need to talk to her, Misha. You don't need to talk to her. So they fight in front of his mom. So awkward.
So how do you know her, Nicola? I got her from the divorced whore store.
Seriously. I love that we see on the next time on. He's like, I got to tell you guys something very important. This whore woman that
she
I brought
is
over.
A skank bitch that can't even fucking fish.
She has two whore daughters. Like, God.
Total sluts. I've talked to them on FaceTime and they weren't wearing robes. I don't know. I'm tired.
He hates her so much. It's so concerning. Ugh.
What did you notice that his mom was wearing like the same shirt as Misha, but a different color?
It has a bubble
sleeve.
The
same thing. Yeah,
what do you think about
mom?
The bubble sleeve? I'm like, how do you think Nicola knows what a fucking bubble sleeve is? He sure doesn't, Misha, and he doesn't care.
Also, how concerning is it that he walks in? And he's like, hey, mom, what's up? And he just like gives her a bro like high five slap. Like, what the fuck?
Doesn't he call her by her first name? He's like,
I
hey,
so.
Nora. Yeah.
Nora? What's up?
I don't know what her name was. It's like, Nora. He's like, Deborah, what's up? This is some
so
slut I
weird.
Found on the street. Say hi to her.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, Kyle, are you ready to talk about this week's episode?
Yes.
That was a delayed response. Are you sure?
I don't know.
Do you want to start with Gino and Jasmine?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, good. Well, wow.
Why didn't you tell me you didn't want a kid? Well, you could never ejaculate in my vagina, so I thought it would just kind of go away. That's prime strategy. Fair. That's genius.
It really is fair. Jasmine's kind of shot herself in the foot here, like making Gino ejaculate inside her, because now he wants that baby.
It's the most big brain strategy of all time. That's great.
Gino's like, I've been working so hard to have sex with you and ejaculate so I could have a kid. And now, but it doesn't seem like the conclusion that I believe they came to at the end of this episode is, we're not like, I'm not going to have your kid, Gino. And Gino's like, I'll marry you anyway. Like, is that what you gathered? Because that's what I gathered.
It felt inconclusive, but you know that's where it's going.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The butt plugs haven't exited the case yet, as we saw. The butt plugs are still in the suitcase with the dog. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did notice that, unopened.
I guess you don't need to introduce butt plugs when you've just introduced golden showers. That might be a lot, like in the same weekend retreat, you know?
It's a lot all at once. You know, you got to space it out.
You got to phase that in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wait until pissing on him in a hot tub can't get your dick hard anymore before you shove something up his asshole.
It's just like, it's a really weird conversation to see them having about kids when we never hear about her two existing kids. And like, how do you have a conversation talking about having another kid when you're not taking care of your other two kids? I mean, I know they live with family or something, but.
Well, she's thinking the only reason that she was able to even partially raise them at all is because she had all these other people to take them off her hands so that she could try to find sugar daddies like Gino.
Yeah.
And she's thinking in her head like, oh God, I'm going to actually have to raise them in Michigan. Fuck.
I mean, we don't really know what kind of relationship Jasmine has with her kids, right?
Hang out with this kid all the time. with Dana in the community center.
Fucking Dana.
Fuck that.
Dana that has definitely gone through her Instagram in detail and looked at all her boob photos.
He downloaded that. Opinions. He made all of her pictures available offline. They're all downloaded and re-uploaded to Google Drive right now.
Yeah, totally. And then he's like, oh, I'm just looking out for Gino. It's like, Dana, get a hobby. You're disgusting. Go away.
You got to keep her on Instagram as long as possible to keep contributing to the spank bank for Dana.
Jesus. Do you trim your wife's nose hairs, Kyle?
I do not. I do not.
I do not either.
The look of horror on Gino's face was pretty good.
These two are very weird. And I think this is real. Like, they're really, really in a good place for like 48 hours, you know?
Yeah, we jizzed. He's jizzing all over. That's great.
According to the next time on, though, she fucked her ex a month ago. Like, that's not true, right? She just said that.
I thought she said that she is going to go fuck her ex right now.
That, and she did a month ago also.
That dude wants nothing to do with her. What are you talking about?
I know. She's too crazy. I love that her lipstick is perpetually all over Gino's face.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just so much of it because all the lip filler, like there's so much lipstick. There's so much area to cover, you know?
I forgot about the Gino wanting kids subplot, which I feel like that was mentioned in like episode 2. Of their first season and then never brought up again because everything has been such a fucking shit show that kids, I think very understandably, was not on the table even a tiny little tiny bit until, you know, he came a couple times. Now we can resurrect that so that you can scratch that off your 90-day bingo card for the storyline. Now we're past pre-nush. We're past sexual inadequacy. We're past jealousy. Now we're on to kid drama.
Yeah. I mean, they had only had sex 7 times prior to this weekend. So it's not a lot of pregnancy risk. But I forgot that. Isn't Gino like in his 50s?
I think
we always get the ages wrong, but
yeah, I want to say he's 51.
Like, I mean, I don't know. He's like, I'll never be happy without a child. It's like, dude, you're in your 50s. Like, what?
You haven't been happy for a long time, bro.
Yeah. Like,
also
it's a lot of life.
When he's like, I can be around the kid more because I'm retiring. I'm thinking, like, is that a threat? That sounds, if you're Jasmine, like, that sounds awful.
It so does.
Not only do you have to be around this fucking kid all the time in Michigan, but Gino's gonna be around all fucking day doing nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
I thought Gino had like 20 grand in savings and Jasmine wanted to buy hair with it. Like, how does he think he's gonna retire?
Well, if he works for a big auto manufacturer, he probably have a pension.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know how much longer. I mean, I don't think we know how much longer he has to work to have it like fully vested. But he might be okay. Not with Jasmine around.
No.
She's going to have to get to fucking work.
Yeah.
So I guess Gino's going to be a stay-at-home retired dad. That's going to work great.
Sounds great. That's she's like I don't think I can do this on my own.
That's a 12 season HEA story arc.
Seriously. I mean, I was confused though because Jasmine calls this super high expectations. Which I'm like, I feel like he's been talking about this for a while.
Yeah, but I totally forgot. I texted you just laughing my ass off that he wants a kid. Like, he's been saying that since the beginning. What the fuck are you talking about?
I forgot it too, but as soon as he said it, I was like, oh yeah. It's just, you know, it's all been about the ejaculation and the sex and all that.
And
so
and the screaming and the, you know,
the butt
throwing of the toothbrush and
the tightening the of the vagina. Yeah.
The hats and the vagina tightening. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, he said, I don't understand if Gino still wants to marry her, though. He says, I'd survive, but I told you I want a child. Is that a yes or no? You
Kim,
still want to marry her?
It's very clear. He does want to marry her, but he'll be an eternally miserable husk of a man.
I see.
What's the problem?
Did you notice that she mentioned bringing her 2 kids to the States?
I missed that.
She was like, it's already going to be hard for me to bring my other kids to Michigan. So, like, I don't know if I want to have another baby. And I was like, well,
would they want to go?
I don't know. I mean, usually the kids don't want to go. Like, John Rael, when we get to Sheila and David, like, he does not want to go to the States.
Well, I just don't think that he knows what it means. He's very young.
He is very young. I forget how old Jasmine's kids are, but I think it would be hard to, I guess I don't know the intricacies of the visa and if she gets a spousal visa or a fiance visa, like, is she able just to bring her kids and are the fathers of those kids going to allow that? Like, I mean, she's moving them overseas. It's like a pretty big deal.
Right. The her current guardians and the kids' fathers would have to be completely okay with it. And then, yeah, you could get them here. But they'd all have to come at the same time, I believe. At least that's how we've seen it in the past. That's not always true. Like with Hazel, they're trying to get her kid later. But we saw that on, I know it's not the US, but we saw that on UK with what's her name? Clean up or no pussy for you sign woman.
I forget her name.
Dishes or no boom boom.
Sean, and I know his name was Sean. Yeah. I forget her name. Weren't they supposed to be back this season?
They're
not.
A new couple like every week now on UK.
Oh my God. So crazy. I know. Anyway, anything else about Gino and Jasmine this week?
Not really. If you're Gino and she says pretty clearly she doesn't want to have a kid, like, what do you do now?
Yeah, exactly. It's you either have to be okay with that or you have to break up with her, and like, good luck breaking up with Jasmine.
And if you're Jasmine, he just straight up tells you he's going to be miserable his entire fucking life.
Yeah.
I guess you still move forward. You know.
You know that's what they're going to do.
Get to Michigan, dump his ass after he tries to make you the 20th Hungry Man meal that week, and
yeah. Well, he's going to be upset again after this, and we know he can't ejaculate when he's upset. So,
She just has to keep him in a perpetual state of upsetness. Maybe this is the real story all along. She desperately doesn't want to have kids, wants to get to the U.S., keep him pissed off all the time, so he can't come, and the problem solves itself. You know, forget birth control; just use manipulation and rage.
Absolutely. Yes. That's a strategy.
God.
It's a strategy. Yeah.
Underrated genius level here.
So I've been playing a new game on my phone. It's called Lily's Garden. And the premise of the game is that Lily's life isn't going very well. And then her great aunt Mary passes away and leaves Lily her property, which Lily has to fix up in 30 days in order to inherit the property outright. So as a player, you solve levels to restore the gardens and the property, and the narrative continues to play out. The narrative is what makes the game different for me. Like, other than just standard games like that I play on my phone, kind of standard brain teaser type games, Lily's Garden is a game that's like a telenovela almost. It's got so many twists and turns, it makes you laugh and cry. And at some point, I think I was like checking roofs for like a hot banjo playing neighbor. It just gets really wild. And Lily needs your help to navigate this new romance and discover the joys of garden related puns and just uncovering all of like the family secrets and personal secrets of her great aunt Mary's life. I've played a lot of games over the years, and this one is different because I've just never played a game with a captivating storyline alongside the combination of puzzle levels, because the puzzles are really fun and I enjoy those. But the combination with the storyline and being able to implement some of your own creativity in designing the garden is just really different. Also, there's new levels and stories added every week, so it never gets stale. And this is the biggest thing, there are just no annoying pop-up ads. I personally really enjoyed repairing the beehive. I don't want to spoil too much for you. I think this is at level 4, so it's pretty early on. But, you know, you might discover a secret family photo inside of the beehive. Download Lily's Garden for free on iOS and Android and discover how many mysteries and romance one garden can hold. Download Lily's Garden today. Let's talk about David and Sheila and John Riel and Amy, who are a whole happy family now. Amy's like part of the family. Like, Sheila doesn't hate her anymore, right?
Yeah.
Did you watch last week when like they go to the, like, Sheila takes David to the bar?
Nothing shady at all.
I know. Amy is like a perfect person as far as this show is concerned. You know. It, last week, I loved it that, did you watch when Sheila takes David to the bar that has like sexy bartender and stuff? And
desperately trying not to make eye contact with people.
It's like Brandon in church. Don't look at girls. Don't look at them. Don't look at eyes down. Look at only the priest. Like, good God. So I thought this was kind of, I mean, there's not like a ton to talk about here because they like go to the beach and have a very heartwarming moment. But John Riel's really, really warming to David. He thought it was weird at first. He can't really communicate with him. But now he says he wants to learn sign language so he can talk to David.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
Like, oh, it's very cute. And
the car ride started off so bad. I mean, he turned it around by playing, I don't, whatever,
slap hands,
I don't know. But as I was taking my notes, he likes skating and basketball. Neat. David's like, well, bonding achieved. He has no other questions, no follow-ups.
Yeah.
But look, I guess you can't blame David for not being a master of conversation. Particularly with children, because how many kids does he meet that know ASL? So super hard to communicate with kids just generally. So I don't blame him for not really knowing what the fuck to do. So he's in a tough spot, but looks like they had a good time. And then John Rail says, I don't want to move to America. Doom music. Dun, 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 dun. Romanian castle, no French fries music starts.
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, this whole storyline, though, is just such a bummer. It's like, it was weird to me when they're at the restaurant and Sheila's talking about this to David in front of John Rail. And is saying, oh, his dad left him, doesn't really talk to him. Will you be his second father? Like, the kid's listening. He's right there. What do you expect me to say?
Was she saying it? I forget. Was she saying this to the translator in English?
No, in Tagalog.
Ugh, yeah, kind of different.
It's just like, woof. I don't know. How do you feel about, like, I know we felt their love was so pure at the beginning, but she keeps talking about she doesn't want to die poor like her mom. And she realizes now, like, that poverty basically killed her mother, and she doesn't want that. She needs a better life. And she's talking a lot about, can David support me and my son? I don't know. What are your, it's so hard to, like, I mean, she's clearly in a pretty desperate situation. So it's hard to watch this and know what her motivations are.
Even if her motivations are mostly about getting the fuck out for her and her kid, I don't blame her.
I mean, neither. I know.
Yeah.
I would do the same thing in her position. Honestly, probably.
And I think based on the last episode in the bar where they were talking, like, you know, fairly in depth about money. I mean, he told the camera, like, literally what he makes per week.
Yeah.
And, you know, based on, I don't think that he's trying to hide stuff. I think that he does, because this is a real relationship, like, based on actual affection. You know, he wants her to know these things because he doesn't want to set a fucked up, weird expectation of what things are going to be like. But at the same time, like, these are like way longer conversations that we're never going to get to see on camera. Right. Cause what the fuck does, like, just kind of like with Violet this episode, she's like, well, what the fuck does $100,000 mean? Like, that, I have no context for that. Like, that's meaningless. And Sheila probably feels the same way. 800 a week. We know that that's really not that much after taxes, expenses. He had to save for a long time to even come on this trip. And if he has to get a bigger apartment, and obviously he's going to have to pay more in food, he's going to have, like, if he can afford that at all, which he probably can't, he's going to have like zero disposable income, literally zero.
Yeah.
And can he even support? I guess that passes the threshold of income to sponsor somebody, but he's working his ass off to, like, meet that, right? Ultimately, if they want to be comfortable, she's going to have to work too. There's just no way around it. Doing something. Yeah,
for sure. And but, I mean, but even she then, very like, easily could. You know, yeah, she could get a job.
Any two-bedroom apartment where David lives is going to be better than that. That place right now. Oof, so,
yeah.
Of course, really she wants, I mean, of course she wants a better life. She's like a rational actor, right?
Yeah. How do you feel about David being like mic'd up when he's making his kind of vocal noises? Like, do you think that's part of just like demonstrating deaf expression, or do you think it's like weird that they're, that he's mic'd up at all?
Yeah, I think it's actually maybe important to show the audience, because he's going to be mic'd up when he's with Sheila anyway.
That's true.
Or well, maybe not mic'd up, but like more, you're probably, you, even if he wasn't mic'd up, you'd probably be able to hear some of the noises that he makes, and it would be confusing. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I would be curious to hear what a deaf listener would think about this. I don't, my instinct is to say, like, it's not like trying to make fun of him.
No, I don't think it is. Or be
like kind of exploitative. So like, I don't really have an issue with it.
I mean, they broke the fourth wall this week,
like,
right?
Like John Real notices like the noises that he's making just randomly. And he doesn't even know he's doing it because he can't hear. So
right.
Like it comes up in conversation. And if he wasn't mic'd, you would probably not know what the fuck John Real's talking about.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, they, you know, Amy asks about it too, and talks to, they kind of have a very brief conversation about it where Sheila was like, yeah, the first time I heard it, I didn't know what was going on. But then I realized he doesn't know that he does it. So I just thought it's an interesting take, because they keep doing like the silent, you know, deaf, they like really right. close off the sound like editing
four times last episode.
Yeah. Like, here's a beach with no sound, so you can see what it sounds like when it's silent. It's like, okay. Yeah. I just thought this whole, like, it was also just that we didn't really see much of them. We, you know, we saw them in the car, we saw them at the beach. Amy's an accepted member of the family now, and we know that Sheila's number one concern. She asked David if he promises to not hurt her and her son. And that really made me sad and concerned about her past, you know?
Right.
Like, do you promise not to hurt us? I'm like, woof, that's rough.
Well, imagine if the same thing happened to her, that, you know, she's been cheated on. So imagine that happened and you have you and your kid in America.
Yeah.
And you can't support yourself without him.
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, a lot of the, you forget, like, because the show is so ridiculous and absurd and we laugh about like Misha's and the Ginos and the Jasmines, we forget that this is super high stakes for a lot of people. And right. It is scary as shit to like be going across the world, especially with your child, not knowing what you're walking into and having to trust that other person. It is like pretty scary thing.
But yeah, before the 90 is hypothetical high stakes, which is why it's the best. And real 90 day is actual high stakes. Like if these two make it to real 90 day, it's going to be brutal to watch.
I don't need to see them again. I don't think personally. Let's talk Misha and Nicola, the best comedic couple that we have this season.
Fishing's dumb and easy.
I've never taken a woman fishing. I'm like, I don't think you've ever like talked to a woman before 5 days.
You've never
ago.
Taken a woman anywhere.
Yeah. That wasn't your mother. You have two brothers. This is just the beach. I know I already talked. The beach is terrifying.
it's like coral reefs and shoals. And it's just so fucking funny that he casts like 3 feet. He's like, fish are below near the rocks. Okay. the fish are also like 5 feet from the rocks. You don't have to like drop your fucking. It's so strange. But
he's look, like, she doesn't know what she's doing. It's like, okay.
It would be funny if he just like was like, yeah, I come here every day. Okay, how many fish do you catch? I don't know. None.
I never caught one.
He just stands on the rocks and thinks about Jesus a lot.
He doesn't do, like, again, we still know so little about Nicola. Like, does he, I don't think he has a job. He lives with his mom and he has his Catholic blog that we don't know if he's monetized. Like, what does this man do all day? He's in his 50s.
I think he just talks to Misha about prophecy. I don't know.
It's really wild, Kyle. This is part of his daily routine. This is like something he does every day.
She cuts herself and he just starts screaming about iodine like he's an 80-year-old, like he's an 80-year-old woman. We need iodine. She got cut by the sea. She's gonna die.
She's so unsteady on her feet. I was like, get her out of there. She's gonna die. She's gonna fall off the false cliff. Like, it's either jaggedy rock down there or it's like a 100-foot drop and she can't swim. I can't decide which. But why is she wearing like
we need iodine or she'll be forever unclean, even more.
I do agree with Misha though when she says it's not that serious, Nicola. It's fishing. I was like, yeah, that's true.
Anyway, I'm fucking terrified that you're going to beat my mom because you're a divorced, not virgin American slut person. Yep. Who I've hidden from everyone in my life for 7 years because I'm so horrifically ashamed of the penetration that has occurred inside you.
Yeah, not by me, but by someone else. Wow. Yeah, I mean, this guy doesn't do a whole lot to ease her worries.
No, Misha. He has been
talking to this woman for 7 years. What was his plan? Like, is he just literally going to marry her and then, like, hide her in his mom's closet? Because he lives with his mom, so he can't just, like, throw her in the basement. He's in the same house as his mother. She's going to know about Misha.
I think his plan was to literally marry her by the airport, tell his mom, here's my wife, she's a pure virgin flower, move to the United States, and literally just never tell his mom that she was ever married or had kids and pretend that her kids didn't exist when he talked to her on the phone.
Wow. That's messed up.
Because he's like, they'll go crazy on me when I tell them, so I won't.
Also, I think it's total bullshit that he says, he's like, my mom will never accept this. She wants me to marry a pure virgin. I'm like, your mom just wants you to marry anyone at this point. She just wants you to have a friend, out a girlfriend.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Like, your mom does not care. And like, we see mom is so confused during this visit. She's like, who is this woman?
He's never brought a woman over. He's never talked to a woman. I don't know what's happening.
What does Misha, like, how is she accepting this behavior? If somebody treated me, if a romantic partner treated me with such disgust as Nicola treats Misha, I would be so embarrassed just generally.
So my theory on Misha is just that she knows that this relationship is going nowhere, and she is the production team's like perfect cast member.
Okay.
And I think she's just down for whatever the fuck is happening, and she doesn't give a shit anymore. She's just going to roll with whatever to get more footage because she knows how the game works. She knows TV. And that's this true. Relationship's going no... Like, Nicola's just going to embarrass himself. She, you know, on camera has looked pretty much fine. the worst thing about her on camera is that she's with Nicola. So as soon as she realizes this is just fucking ridiculous, let's just get a hilarious season out of it, and maybe I'll get notoriety and more Instagram followers.
Don't be sad if my mom is rude to you.
Like, what?
Famous last words from Nicola. Nicola, you look nervous. I am nervous. My family's going to think you're a raging Satan slut. Like, it's okay.
You're going to be like an alien coming to Earth for my mom. Get fucking dressed.
Wear that bubble sleeve. Put that bubble sleeve dress on.
Wear the bubble sleeve. It's pink.
It's pink, yeah. Nicola calls us, it's Nadia. Hey, Nadia! High five! Like, what? This is Nadia. She's cooking grapevines. Go help her.
Will you, Misha, will you be sad if my mom beats you to death with a Pope hat? I don't know.
Nicola has two brothers. Do you think they're normal, or do you think they're like Nicola?
Oh, they're normal. That you can see the looks on their faces. Like, what the fuck is going on? Why did we agree to this?
Yeah. You have to remember, the mom and the brothers are also confused because there is a camera crew in their home.
Also, I keep having to like remind myself that none of these people are Catholic except Nicola.
I know. I would love to know more about their background. It is confusing. Like, they're speaking Arabic.
Yeah. They're speaking both Hebrew and Arabic.
Really? How do you know?
Yeah. Someone in the Facebook group pointed it out.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Anyway, we know nothing about their background, so whatever. And like, mom, Nadia, excuse me, not mom, Nadia admits that she says Misha's cute and friendly, but she has no idea what she's doing there.
Who the fuck is this bitch, and why is she wearing the same shirt that I have?
And Nicola refuses to translate because he doesn't think women should talk, and he doesn't want to tell people about his private life. So he provides no explanation whatsoever.
I think mom can smell non-virgins. She knows.
She knows, yeah. The brothers are like,
why you bring this non-virgin into my home, Nicola? This Jezebel.
You would think his mom is thrilled about this.
Well, she gets to show off her cooking on camera.
Oh, my God. The food looked great.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I'm into it.
You don't have to talk to my mom much. Just fucking sit here doing nothing. I kind of do need to talk to your mom. Why? Oh, Misha, you stupid slut. Stop it.
The brothers seem to speak English, so he can't keep her from talking to them, but they're also confused. All right. Oh, I hope we see him again next week. It's just great stuff.
Can you tell your mom a few things so that she can understand? I don't wanna. No, I'm not gonna.
She needs June's egg translator.
So fucking stupid.
Kyle, let's finish up with Riley and Violet. Our two favorites.
I like how people always seem to magically simultaneously unblock each other so they can see each other's messages.
I know. They never blocked shit. These two, I just don't understand, like, Riley definitely still believes that Violet's lying. Why is he trying to have a relationship with her still?
He says it's an olive branch, and he knows that he embarrassed himself, but he's going to make super sure that this isn't 100% on him.
Yeah. Ugh.
Which it's not, but it just means it's not a, I mean, it's just not like a, his apology is like not completely sincere, right?
No, he is, Riley only apologizes because he thinks she will also apologize.
Right. And or
which she should, but like she's not going to.
His apologies are all leverage for things that he wants.
Yep.
Instead of apologizing because he knows he did something stupid or made her feel bad, which at this point, I have no idea if he actually ever made Violet feel bad ever. I have no idea if her anger is actually real or not, because
yeah.
You know, when someone says they don't regret like sending walls of text to your dad about how big a piece of shit you are, and yet you still want to be with this person, I'm so confused. Like if you broke up with them, like if you broke up or you don't want to be with them, then yeah, have no regrets all day long. That's fine. That's hilarious. But fuck, like you want to be together with this person who you did something that clearly is, if not wrong, then like super weird. It makes him feel weird, but you have no regrets about it at all. Even though it produced no like positive, like it would be one thing if she did something that produced a positive result in some way, but texting his dad a bunch of weird shit didn't like get her anything. So why wouldn't you regret it? I'm so confused.
This is a team no one situation, hardcore. She says she did absolutely nothing wrong and every single thing is his fault. Then she wants to teach him her culture, even though she says, she's like, wear these traditional clothes to the Buddhist temple, which no one else is wearing any similar clothes to that. And then she admits she's not even Buddhist. She just wanted to take him there. I was like, what?
Look mantastic so I can take you to the temple and show you. Yeah, I if she's not a practicing Buddhist, it's still an important part of her culture. So,
yeah.
I mean, I kind of get it. What do you think her secret is, Kim?
Oh my God, I'm dying to know. I that she's still married?
That she's still on the app right now.
That she has five other boyfriends. That's why she can only meet him for 2 hours a day.
Right. She doesn't teach anything.
She's like, no, I make my money by having foreign men meeting me and giving me money. Yeah.
Kite park looked cool.
The kite was cool. I wish we'd see more stuff like this. Like, I really loved the kite flying, and she talks about how it's like an important pastime, and it looked really, really neat. I would love to fly a kite like that. It looks hard, actually, but I love seeing stuff like that on the show. She has an important question to ask, though. How will he take care of her family, Kyle?
No. That's not the question. That's not the important question. The important question is, how much do you have in your bank account right now?
Exactly.
which is a dumb question.
Because she doesn't understand the answer.
Well, not just that, but like how much money I have in my bank account right now says very little about how much money I actually have.
That's right? True. Yeah. Yep.
So, but I feel like when Riley says he has 100K, do you think he's being sincere in that that's literally all of the money that he has in total?
He says in investments and cash. But yeah, I don't really know what she's looking for here. Does Violet want to bring her kids over to the States too? Do we remember?
Shit, I don't remember at all.
Because
I don't know if that's ever come up. They're like much older.
Yeah.
They're older.
I don't know. I know, like they could stay in Vietnam if they wanted. And I don't even know how that works. Like if your kid's over 18 and you get a spousal visa, they're not dependent. So do you get to bring them over or not?
I have no idea what the age cutoff is. Yeah.
No, me neither. But yeah, we go from the bank account question, which I love that there was like no lead up to it. She's like, I need to know how much money's in your bank account right now. It's like,
I'm flying a fucking kite right now. Like, what are you talking about?
And he says, I make broke look good. He tells her it's not a lot of money, which I kind of appreciated that he wasn't like trying to act big, like this big man, like, oh yeah, yeah, I've got all totally. This money. He was like, nah. He's like, it's not really a lot, but I make broke look good. I lead a simple life. And she's not impressed with that at all. But the best part is when Violet says she doesn't regret texting his father craziness when they fight. And he is not happy about this at all. Riley is pissed.
Stop bringing up the past. You are the king of killing all of my feelings. You always kill my feelings. Yeah.
Didn't they literally decide like 5 minutes ago in the other conversation where he brought all the flowers and they made up that they were going to use translation when they had big conversations like this that she can understand? And then they literally went straight into this conversation with help from a translation app. Like 5 minutes later.
That's a great point that I didn't think of when I was watching this. That lasted 0 seconds.
It's like, you guys are not following through at all. This is insane.
That's great.
I hope we never see these two again.
No regrets, you know? No. Just live your life YOLO. Never change. Never examine your actions in any way. That's the way to live.
It's like, I don't think this is the past. I think you texted his dad like 10 days ago.
Wouldn't it be great? Like
right before this trip.
Wouldn't it be great, Kim, to have no, literally incapable of feeling the emotion of regret or shame or just kind of like wondering if things you've done are bad? Just like go every day, browbeating your partner with screaming, stop bringing up the past, you stupid dumb shit.
I would love that. I need to channel my inner Violet, I guess.
I think we can all be a little more like Violet. The world would be such a better place.
Don't think that's quite true, but on that note. Hello, lovely listeners. Are you sad that this podcast is just about over? Are you watching The Other Way Season 6 and 90 Day UK Season 2 this summer? Do you just hate ads? If you want to listen to Kyle and I talk about the absurdity of the 90 Day franchise of shows and occasionally other reality TV for even more hours every week, sign up for our premium podcast feed either via Patreon or with our 30-second sign up on Supercast. It's only $5 a month, so less than a Starbucks. It's extremely easy to sign up for and add to the podcast app of your choice, especially with Supercast. You'll get an extended version of this podcast weekly, usually an hour and a half to 2 hours long, and our B-sides episode, which drops on Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, where we cover The Other Way, 90 Day UK, and any other 90 Day shows that are currently airing. You'll also get full access to our complete podcast archive. So what are you waiting for? Treat yourself. Visit realitycraycray.com to sign up now. That's realitycraycray.com. Do you have any final thoughts on the episode, King Kill Feelings?
I have no thoughts left in my brain.
Yeah, me neither. I don't want to see Amanda and Razvan. I mean, this is episode 12, so we're getting to the point where I don't want to see Amanda and Razvan again. I don't really want to see Riley and Violet again.
I'm just going to be laughing about this Gino Jasmine fight. It's going to be so dumb.
I want to see more Nicola, like a lot more. And I want to see the Gino Jasmine fight. It gets really gross. And that's kind of it. I don't know. The Sheila David sadness, I can take a little bit, but not much more.
What are the Vegas odds on if she grabs Gino's hat during this fight?
80-20 for sure.
God, I hope production hands him another hat. It'd be legendary.
Or a toothbrush. We're not going to get that lucky this time. No. Well, thanks everybody for listening. I know we're late again this week. We're back on our normal schedule here coming up. So you can expect us Sunday night, late Sunday night as usual next week. And we will see you next week, I guess, with episode 13.
Wow. It's crazy.
I know.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.